Everybody's doing something. We'll do nothing.
Welcome, damn it, welcome back to That Show About Nothing. This is That Guy Eric X, along with my boy Aaron the Misfit, a.k.a. 2A motherfucking G. What's going on, brother?
Ain't shit, B. I'm just getting in the mode for fucking Tuesday, son.
For Tuesday?
Yeah, son.
What the fuck is Tuesday?
It's Tuesday, right?
It's Thursday, nigga.
No, I'm saying state that it's on, be on, son. Come on, B. I'm going to have my Timbs on, B. I'm gonna have my New York fitted B.
I thought you just being a drug addict.
Is that some kind of weed event or something?
Yeah, I was like, I'm pretty sure that's a pop up in the city or some shit.
Nah, niggas, what was it? I think it was sometime it was this month. It was either earlier this month or last month. It was something like 7/20 or something, where it's like National Dab Day or some shit. I'm like, when did these niggas come up with this? It's like 7-Eleven or some shit. Something for like dabbing. It's like, oh, niggas is making days to get high and shit. Like, I don't need to. I don't need you guys to give me a holiday.
I don't need any help. This is what I like to call a routine. This one, it's a part of life.
Yeah, man. Cuzzo came up and shit for my funeral and shit. And I was kind of blown because this nigga ain't. I was like, damn, I forgot to ask the nigga to bring me some weed and shit. I didn't realize he drove up here. I got a bunch of shit from that nigga.
So you were upset that you didn't get more.
I know, right? In the context, he's coming up to bury his father.
You were upset. You didn't ask him to bring more weed.
I had to ask him to bring more weed.
Where's he coming from?
Horrible. The other parts. Well, Colorado. I was about to say, I ain't gonna say it right now. Nigga, who the fuck is this?
So nobody know your cousin, nigga.
So I don't know that nigga.
Them 13 niggas that listen to this shit ain't
we had to identify this shit. Like TSA, like one of the people just happened to be a TSA officer. So, that nigga Eric Cousin, I know nigga, exactly who it is.
They gonna set up a checkpoint for him on the way home or some shit. I just see some jobs out in Boulder, Colorado. I was literally thinking to myself, like, could I live out there?
I always tell myself certain places I couldn't live because of the cold. Why? But I don't think that's.
I mean, it's not year round cold.
Yeah, and
they have seasons.
Thing.
You know what I mean?
Like, here's the thing about the cold.
And we get pretty cold over this.
Yeah, place. It does. It can get cold. Think about the cold. Bundle the fuck up. Or you stay inside?
Again, like I can deal with cold over heat. So I can always warm up. It's hard as fuck to cool off, yo.
I don't have a problem. Like he's like, mom be.
And I'm a bigger dude. I sweat. I ain't trying.
Mom be saying like, how the fuck do you be doing? Like, because I don't give a. He don't bother me and shit. Yeah. Nah, I don't know what it is.
Me. I mean, it ain't gonna drive me. It's just I don't like feeling uncomfortable. You know what I mean? It's just you're sticky. You're sweaty. I'm in the house. Like, I see you when the sun go down out this bitch.
I mean, you know, I'm a businessman and shit. The way what I do with my business is shit. Either I can write indoors or outdoors. You know what I'm saying? I would rather write outside than write in the fucking house. She's gloomy and shit, bro. Like when I'm mixing or I'm writing and shit, bro. I'd rather be outside in like the elements.
Are you over here being on your LLC Twitter shit?
I'm not gonna be on LLC Twitter.
My business.
That's my business. What you need to do is to get your taxes up. I know niggas get an LLC and think they motherfucking.
Nigga, this is how old I am right now. I get excited off of disputing shit in collections.
hold up, man. No, this ain't right.
I've gotten so much shit off of my credit report.
Let me call these people.
Daily, nigga. let me get another representative of mine. Like, that ain't work this time.
Are you one of those people, yo?
Yeah, I just called back. It's cool. I've gotten so much shit just to see. Because it's my income, you know, starting to rise again. I don't want to pay these niggas.
You had to, bro. You can't beat it.
Yeah, I am beating you. What are you talking about?
Right now?
Yeah.
Right now.
I'm not planning on getting anything else.
As those zeros increase, it won't get you.
Nah, man. I'm trying to get that
is
credit.
What is that? Some fucking...
Yeah, it's like amino acids and shit. I went to the gym earlier, nigga.
What is amino acids?
Shit, they say you repair shit.
See, I don't even know what he's drinking.
It's like proteins, but you know what I mean? Proteins and amino acids help you with recovery.
Man, what you do to my dog, man? Why is this bitch laying behind you?
What
like,
you do to my dog, eh?
What you do to my dog, eh? The fuck is that on?
Next Friday.
Nah, that was another movie, yo. Killer kill, man. Scarface.
Scarface was... He was flipping burgers, right? What was he on fries? What was he doing when he's like, hey, motherfucker, just turn around.
Yeah, turn around and tell me. Maybe feel all insecure. Was he on the... I should know he was on burgers.
He was on burgers.
He was higher up. I mean, he was...
I never worked in fast food. It was higher up, man. You know, the register, the fries, the burgers.
I don't know.
With them niggas in the gray shirts and McDonald's. Fired.
I just realized I was just like going to the account. I was like, man, I get fired from like every job. I was like, I've always gotten fired. It's always something. It's like never poor performance. It's never like performance based. It's always like
that. You're making it sound wild, right? Like, Aaron, we shouldn't have to tell you to put your pants on.
Maybe I'm just like, I don't know. Maybe it's just me, bro. Maybe I just got such a too. Maybe I have too much of a rebellious spirit to work for an employer or something. I don't know what it is, bro. But I've always found a way to get myself canned.
That's your talent.
Yeah, even when I'm best at the job, they're like, oh man, we're about to get rid of this nigga and have him here. I can be highest in sales and shit.
So you're a problem, is what you're
saying. Like a TO, kind of maybe.
This nigga put himself on a pedestal with a Hall of Famer. He's like, I'm fucking amazing.
Yeah, I am amazing, bro. Like most jobs I do, I'm fucking amazing at. But I think it's my... How do we get to this?
I don't know.
He got to this, but
the T.O. is passionate about his team.
It's you didn't fuck every, like, I always find one person. It's always one person that I'm cool with at the job, and we probably chill outside work. But after that, it's like fuck everybody else because it's like y'all be phony as shit. That's how it usually is at jobs, bro.
Nigga, because they're not your friends. They're coworkers. They ain't gotta like you. They're trying to get ahead in life, and if you that means putting you on a chopping block. Nigga, swing the axe.
Maybe that's what it is. That's why like a lot of motherfuckers don't like him. Because like, oh, he's better than me and he's...
What?
He's better than me and he's a dick. I don't like him.
This motherfucker's patting himself on the back too hard.
No, it's... Look, I'm going based off performance. Right? This is just...
No, you're going off of opinion.
No, this is just speculation.
This is an opinion of how good you are at shit.
This is performance based. I've been that great. So...
Yet not employable.
I guess that's what it is, man. I can't maintain. I'm always able to get the job. And I've gotten jobs that I've had no business having. Somehow. I remember one time I got in an interview and it fucked me up and I didn't know I was gonna be in that job. So when I seen the sign I was like, oh fuck. I was like, oh, it kinda intimidated me. Fuck that's I blew up on the interview. I mean I didn't do a good job. I usually do good on interviews. I didn't do good on that interview.
You are just contradicting everything you said. I always get the job.
Tell me that one time, bro. It was that one time. It was just like, ah.
What kind of job was it that intimidated you?
It wasn't a job that intimidated me. It was a company. And I was like, oh, shit. I didn't realize it was this good of a job.
He said, oh, this is a real job.
I'm not qualified for this. What am I doing here?
He got up the chair and was like, yo, I'm going to stop wasting y'all time.
Yeah, I was going to like, there's no reason for me to be
I
here.
I apologize. You guys need a better applicant.
It's actually a skill qualified. Set
that actually applies.
Probably should get somebody that went to college and shit like
Why
that.
Why am I here? Yeah. I'm starting to judge y'all characters.
How the fuck y'all let me get this far in the process? There's somebody else out that door that's way more qualified. You wasting somebody's time. You could have had somebody actual qualified advocate in
that. That probably would have got you the job. Love is honesty. We'll find you a role, sir.
And I guess
can you empty trash cans?
Goddamn right I can. Because it was for, no matter, they got all my information anyways. Like, nobody listens. It was for Google. And I was like,
No, nigga, Google. You don't, they don't want people with degrees. They want people with their Google courses. They give them free.
No, see, I could have.
Yeah, go on YouTube and get a Google degree.
And I can get a Google. Here's the thing. I'm going to get fired. We've come to that conclusion, bro.
One of the most relaxed companies. Was it the one in the city?
Yep.
Yeah, that Google building.
Yeah, because that shit caught me off guard. I got the fucking, I was like, oh, wait, oh, what the fuck?
This nigga didn't even read what he was applying for. He didn't even know the corporation he was working for.
Like, how did they let me, how did I get this? Oh, God, y'all niggas did not. Boy, I did a great job lying on my motherfucking resume, boy.
They in there, so we see you have experience in. I did what? When I do that?
Actually. They pretty much, we already talked about one of my topics. Because one of my topics was mid-30s. Right? And that's where we're at right now.
You, nigga. I'm.
Nigga, you, you're what? Like 3 months away? 4 months away?
Nah, nigga, I'm. Like four months.
Yeah. It really, like, 4 months away from pretty much tomorrow. Shit, you know what I'm saying?
Literally.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. Yeah. So, boom, nigga. You're there too. But
no, I've literally been laying up at night. I'm like, nigga, we about to die. It's like, best case scenario, this is the halfway point of our lives. We got to do some shit.
the first quarter is definitely over. No question. Easily. Like, We're well into the second quarter.
We 7 minutes in the second half. Yes. Second quarter, right?
They're already talking about what the halftime adjustments were. Like, the coach gonna have to make some halftime adjustments. Coach Carl gonna have to do at halftime to fix this situation that he's putting this quagmire that he's put himself in?
This is gonna be me at halftime. We gotta get back to what we were doing in the first quarter. We were killing. We was well ahead of the game. We was on top. We dropped the ball in the second quarter. We're not gonna lie. We were down. We're not out, but we're struggling. Like, talk to you after the half.
Like, nigga, my halftime speech would be, it'll be one of the coaches walking room like, I don't even know what to say. Like,
you hit the
just go out there and try. I don't know.
You hit him with the, y'all want to be in? Because we can forfeit. We ain't got to go back out there. We came all the way here for this. This the performance y'all going to get?
Oh, that's funny as shit. But yeah.
Got a lot riding on this. Like, at this point, we gonna take the odds and bet the other way.
We'll bet the other way. I got the other team winning. Y'all, I don't know if y'all niggas can pull through this.
I don't know who y'all bookie is, but get up with him.
This nigga did not come to perform. I don't even know what. He's not even playing. He's on a basketball court with a soccer ball right now. I don't know what's going on with this man.
Oh man, but you just saying mid-30s.
Mid-30s. And one of the things is self-awareness. One of the things is self-awareness is that I feel like is culminating with my mid-30s. You know what I'm saying?
So you're just putting things into place and actually seeing what's what?
Yeah, and being honest with myself. You know what I mean?
As you just finished telling us how great you were at all your jobs, yet.
But that's the truth. That's being honest with myself, man. I was
still
great.
Managed to get fired.
Yeah. Like, so. I found a way. And there's been times where it's just like, oh, it's bullshit. You know, a lot of times it's bullshit. But it's been sometimes it's like,
was it bullshit you put yourself in?
Let me think. Yeah.
Niggas don't want to take responsibility for nothing, yeah, I swear.
You know what? I've come to
try. With them crackers.
That be the case, but I'm an asshole, bro. I'm an asshole, and I have a way to fucking. I got a way of making people mad. I know I got a way of getting under motherfucker's skin, bro. Like, I remember one time, I think I told you this story before. It was like a graduation practice, and I was just staring at our our principal, like the grade, because we at the time I think each grade like had their principals, different principals and shit. But like I was mean mugging the principal, and the nigga just kicked me out of the graduation practice and shit. And everybody was like, "Wow, what did Aaron do? What did he do?" I was like, "Yeah, what I do?" I knew exactly what I was just. I don't know, I just gave him a look. I was just looking at him like, I don't know. But I got a way of getting under people's skin.
Nigga, you weren't supposed to graduate. That's what he was saying.
Like, probably. Because truthfully, I wasn't. I don't know how.
He was like, hell, you don't have the credits. Get out of here.
They were just trying to get me the fuck out of it. That's what I really believe in. But I didn't need anything. By my senior year, I don't know, for one thing, I don't know how I passed 11th grade because, like, I got expelled and halfway through, they sent me, like, here, it gave me a bunch of packs, like dual.
Take-home packet.
Nigga, I didn't do any of the work. I just, like, filled shit out. I don't know how the fuck.
That happened to me when I broke both my arms in middle school.
I feel like they just passed. They just didn't even check that shit. They was just like, all right, just passed that nigga.
You put the effort in.
Yeah, it was like, he did it, this fucking whatever.
They probably was like, he's not going much further. Just kill him.
Just kill him. He's got one more year left after this. Just get him the fuck out of here.
So he can be done with this shit.
Yeah, I think that's what it was, bro. Because I needed, like...
I needed dumbass electives.
Yeah, I needed electives. I needed, like English and, two electives or some shit. So I needed... It was, like, three classes that I needed my senior year.
I needed another... So, like, my life changed when they ran out of engineering classes at high school. Because I was all set on being an engineer. Then I got out of all the engineering classes. They didn't have anything left. I took, like, wood shop and home ec my senior year. I was like, man, fuck life. Now this is what it feels like not doing work.
I was only there half the time, though. I would go to my elective... Because my first elective... I would go to that shit because it was like home ec and shit. I'd be high in the mornings. You see niggas get
I was in there with your boy Ryan. I think that's his name, the white boy with the Z last name.
Ozempic.
Yeah,
his name was Ozempic.
Yeah, okay. I see you here.
Okay, yeah. I was actually talking to him not too long ago and shit. He over in fucking China and shit.
He still married?
I don't think he ain't married.
I thought he was married. Or he was dating there.
No, he was married, and then he got, you know.
Black chick?
He's in mid-30s now, so he's married.
He's married to the black chick from school, right?
Yeah.
I remember her.
No matter, he doesn't listen.
That's what I was getting. They ain't together no more. That's like,
I said, she's got baggage now. mid-30s baggage. Kids. That's what I'm saying, like, mid-30s.
Our kids' baggage?
For me, they are.
Alright. What's the saying? If you're broke, say you're broke. That's my thing is.
No. It doesn't have anything. Because I'm broke. It doesn't have anything to do with money anyway. But that goes into another topic. Oh, it's kind of tie in. Because another topic was off the market. One of the reasons why I've taken myself off the market.
You didn't take yourself off the market.
I'm broke.
Nobody was shopping.
I'm broke. No, it's... Bitch, I can put myself back on the market. It's easy, man. I'm still, you know what I mean? Outside of the scars, baby, I'm still, you know what I mean, pretty fit, you know. I still have a six pack.
Oh,
a lot of niggas my age don't have six packs anymore.
Nigga, you're delusional. You still think you are desirable on these streets. You better find love and settle down.
I am.
No, we're not.
I still look like I'm in my early 20s. Even though I'm in my mid-30s.
Women that are attracted to men our age genuinely like us. It ain't like, no, you out here, a woman sees you and be like, oh, I want him.
Oh, no, but
this
nobody,
bitch
I'm
gotta
not,
get, this bitch got to get to know us first.
I think real shit, this is my life going, bro. It's no romance without finance.
Well, that's a given. That's what I'm saying. If you meet a girl, a woman right now, she's genuinely like you. You know what I mean? Like, or if she wants to hang with you or kick it with you or go on a date or anything like that, it's because she genuinely likes you.
But how old is she? Because I'm coming to the realization that I'm probably going to end up with a chick that's...
Younger?
Yeah, much younger than me. I'm probably going to end up with a chick that's like 10 years younger than me or some shit like that. You know what I mean?
Well, don't say that, because that comes off R. Kelly-ish at our age.
Niggas, 23 isn't...
when you say it aloud. 23 is fucking young, nigga.
She's out of college now. You know what I'm saying? That's
hopefully.
Maybe she ain't go to college, man. But she's still fertile. She's more fertile. She's more fertile than the chick that's 10 years her senior.
What are you gonna have in common with a 23 year old?
Nothing, probably. But I can teach her things. I know a lot.
Do you know what you're sounding like right now? You want to train her to be the woman you desire.
The woman I desire, though, right? I'm doomed, baby. I'm doomed. I'm doomed. I'm already come to the conclusion that
you're taking yourself off the market. You have the mentality right now that you're going to train a bitch 10 years younger than you to be what you want. And all she needs to be is fertile.
Yeah, because, I mean, seen it was at my uncle's funeral and shit, you know what I mean? See my mama hold my little nephew, or my little, well, I guess, well, kind of my nephew. But, you know, it's like, she's probably wants a grandkid, another one, eventually. I got to be the one to give it to her, eventually.
You got
to
be the one?
Nah, I don't. I'm selfish, man. This is the thing about kids, bro. I really want kids, but I, mid-30s. And I honestly, in the mid-30s, I'm like, I'm selfish as fuck. This thing, I'm like, well, I don't mean to be, but I'm just, I am.
Well, the kid would change that and keep shit funky. Like, ain't no nigga out here. You decide, like, I will have a child with her. But you ain't out here, y'all ain't got a pen in the pad planning this.
Now, some people, like, they've usually got everything else in their life in order. They're planning some shit.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, they're married and shit like that. They're already like, okay.
I don't know about the marriage because the niggas ain't getting married like they used to. Actually, it seems like he's making a comeback.
Yeah, that's a good thing. When I was in Cali, I was on the beach. I was like, it's a great place for a wedding photo. And sure enough, motherfuckers was taking wedding photos and shit.
I know what I want to talk about since we brought up weddings. Dre getting his divorce. And I just seen another. State your take on that because
this is what I'm saying about being alone.
I already know I'm going to, the other way with it.
I might have to have my finances to. Right, to have a baby by me, baby, and be a millionaire type shit, like 50, just to, like, pay a chick to leave me alone or whatever, because the shit that I was seeing women saying about that is fucking insane. They were like, he should have been paying more. I'm like, nigga.
What? Legally, he should have.
Yeah, but.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we look at that because we don't have $300,000. They said he was on a bad year. He's bringing in between, like, it was a wide-ass range. It was like 30 to 100. No, 60 to 100. Because I think he gets 30 a year from Apple alone or something crazy. So it's like, bro, we talking like 3% of his bread.
And you don't wonder why this nigga don't make detox. Why?
But no, like.
Why?
All right. I've seen so many niggas on Twitter and Instagram commenting, like, I would never pay a woman that. First of all, you don't have it.
If you had it, you probably wouldn't even look at that. That's like a nigga just making, like, say he get paid $30,000 a year, and they like, okay, you gotta pay your
$3,000 a year. That's the equivalent.
Like, you gotta pay your girl $30 a month.
That was a tweet I posted, but I took it down. It was like all the niggas that can't afford that $250 a month child support, saying they wouldn't give. Wouldn't give it $300,000.
$250, you can get that.
Bruh, it's like he's giving her less than 10% of his earnings from strictly, like, I think it's like Apple, some shit like that.
If anything,
she didn't give him. She
came off.
He didn't even get the Bezos treatment where she gets stocks and all that shit.
She tried to get that nigga an aneurysm and kill him and everything.
That nigga said, just give her the bread.
I'm done with this shit, nigga.
Because she asked for like $1 million, right?
I don't know how much you offer.
Whatever, because he gave her the spousal support during the show. He was like, just give her the money while he was in the hospital.
I just seen so many, like, but you know what? That's not the true representation, man.
Of her?
Well, the bird app is not a true representation of society. It's just
That was a good play on words. Are you talking about birds as the people on it or the actual Twitter? Because it's a bird.
Well,
both.
Yeah. All right. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just like.
People are fucking delusional. They get on these apps and lose all sense of reality.
Yeah, I just
because you can be everything you're not. Crazy,
and that goes to one of my main things I want to talk about. Because it was just kind of came across. You said, oh, you got some topics? See, I got some topics. I ain't had none.
Last thing. Is your wife not worth 10% of your money?
I don't know how much. Well, she was my wife then. We was in love. Why do we get divorced?
Even on bad terms, I think if you
love. I'm saying, why do we get divorced, though? That's kind of how. We broke up the marriage.
That's kind of. Well, maybe you could take the Dre approach and beat the dog shit out of whatever. Not probably. Allegedly, because he didn't beat this one. Allegedly.
He didn't beat this one.
Allegedly, he didn't beat this. She said he did.
Did she?
Yeah, I think. And the whole gun thing. What was weird? She brought up the gun thing.
He probably pushed her ass.
Don't get messy. That's all I'm saying. If you want to leave, leave.
He didn't beat her. He's like, bitch, if I were to beat you, we. You're a white girl. Come on now. Everybody would have seen it.
Is she?
Yeah.
I don't think she should have got that 300,000. I thought she was mixed.
You don't remember that shit?
It's trifling. Oh.
You probably could see that video on YouTube somewhere, because I remember there was one video. Shook was like, niggas like, he's lying, but maybe he wasn't lying. Probably good to lie, maybe he wasn't lying. He's like, Drake came to me. He said, I get you what you want, I can get you whatever you want. You don't have to do that. He said, Drake told me, I want to be white. Yeah. He said, look at him. He got the white wife. He got his kids is half white. His biggest artist is white. This was like,
his kids is half white. Like
yeah, he, nigga, that's
like he could do anything about that.
Like, if he had a choice, he would have made them all white or some shit. Like, I don't know. But, that was some whole shit.
That's with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
Look who's coming from.
Yeah.
Could be true, though.
Think about a lie. Could be true. See what I'm
saying? His biggest artist is white. Niggas hate Eminem.
We're not gonna talk about that. Can we hit a whole show? We're not gonna talk about that guy.
That's why I said it. Cause you was niggas.
Nah, cause it's I just seen a post, and it was like it was showing like all the, I guess, high selling artists or yeah, whatever. You know, Eminem was on top.
I mean, of course. People was like, yeah, you know. He
you know, goat talk and.
You say goat talk?
Yeah, people started to go shit. But you had your thread that was like saying shit like Gucci shit. Like, they just don't bump that shit. And then you had motherfuckers shouting in like, oh, we do in Africa. So I had to tell the voice like that. Like, well, you niggas ain't like us over here, okay? Africans aren't like us. Period. But that's all the topic for another time for another day. And I'm kind of straight away with the topic I wanted to get on. But that kind of goes.
Two today.
Huh? Yeah, only two. Oh, you said we can do. Yeah, we can do two today.
Because you seem like you actually got actual topics.
Yeah.
And this one's just a throwaway. We back, baby.
But no, I do have a form for this for. Because it kind of goes with the Bird Act.
All right, close it out and then we can hit the next one.
What? The main topic? Because it's a big topic. Big topic. Well, or maybe we should I save it for the next one. Episode? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Fuck it. Save it for the all next right. episode.
This has been another episode.
But I think we got, you know, we got one. No, hold on. We ain't finished.
Nothing.
What you got? Mid-30s, right?
Oh, you're still on that. Still if you're still listening.
If you're still listening. I follow DJ buddy of his, right? And.
You mean his friend, nigga? What the fuck?
Like, I know, right? Now I'm trying to get in the. Nigga, you gonna get in the Rose Bar cheaper than I can, nigga. That's all I'm saying. That's because you just spent like a quadrillion dollars on that bitch, nigga.
That's a whole topic, bro. I want to talk about that shit, too. Like
the whole. You know what? Fuck it. We just gonna get it. Because I was not. You know what? Fuck it. Yeah, because I saw schemes and how Casamigos and shit. I seen them. Like, that nigga needs to be a, he should be getting paid for him from him, yo.
This has been another show.
He should be getting paid from him, yo, for real.
This has been another episode of That Show About Nothing. As usual, we ain't got no outro, so.